We all can have prosperity with this atomic energy. The world can have its pork and beans or be blown into smithereens. It's up to the people to crusade to see that no more bombs are made. That this great force should only be used for peace and democracy.
Every day and not a getting much pay. I got a big Geiger counter, it's a pretty good rig. When the needle starts clicking, that's where I'm gonna dig.
Money, money, honey, pound your phone. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rake it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rockin'
good time, throw it all away. See me now in my long Cadillac. Hinges in the middle, spare wheel on the back. Man, don't you know I'll be hard to stop when I find that big uranium rock.
Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rake it in, bait it up like hay. Have a rockin'
good time, throw it all away. That's me in my long Cadillac, heading down the road and I ain't coming back. Ain't no red light gonna make me stop when I find that big uranium rock.
Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Rake it in, mail it up like hay. Have a rocking
good time, throw it all away.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I was a little hesitant to go forward with this episode because by no means did I want to touch upon politics on this platform, but we really can't deny how music was used to ease our anxieties and reinforce values in a political realm, and how the government weaponized it. Now, I really wanted to look at the Cold War because there's just so much to explore there. It lasted from 1947 all the way up until 1991. And this is where we can see a shift on how musicians were initially used as a means to boost troop morale to essentially going to the front lines to push a political agenda. And what exactly was this agenda that these musicians were given? It was essentially to keep communism at bay. And the idea for this really came about in 1955, where Congressman Adam Clayton Powell, who had close ties to the jazz community, suggested sending jazz musicians around the world on a state-sponsored tour, essentially creating cultural ambassadors. And it was in 1956 where our first jazz ambassador came about, who was Dizzy Gillespie, who blew his horn in the name of democracy. And there is a paradox of having colored artists perform and speak on behalf of a country that holds on to its racism like a child clings onto its blanket. Now, these artists were not complete puppets to the government. They did have some autonomy on their performances, such as Louis Armstrong, who canceled his tour through the Soviet Union in 1957 as a response to the Little Rock crisis. And it wasn't until 1961, where the civil rights movement actually made significant headway, did he actually change his mind. So again, not only do we weaponize music during the Cold War to keep communism at bay, artists use their talents to express the anxieties and patriotism of the people. So this playlist has been inspired by the Red Scare that ultimately makes us want to rock out in our bomb shelters.
Just keep away. swell. There's been many times that it tried to explode because of two big wars it tried to unload. It's called H-bomb. So please take heed in what I have to say. Keep this thing from happening in that awful way. It's called H-bomb. In the awful way, it's called H-bomb.
Watch, well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bumping when they blow me to smithereens. Now, I'm not a man that's a scared of things, least things I knows about. But when my tater patch left the ground, I started right then getting out. I figured it was time for all good men to rise up and really shine. And I'll bet you anybody that saw me leave's gonna say I sure did fine. They're building an atom bomb, gonna really cook our goose. They're building a bigger bomb, done turn the little and loose. I'll never get out of this world alive, but brother, I can blame sure try. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bumping when the first big smoke goes by. Fought in World War I, and that was quite a brawl. And old number two, that was really bad, cause that we all recall. I'm a-wishing for a way to the moon, and soon, for this next one starts, I want to get up there all in one piece, and not just part by part. They're building an atom bomb, blow me out of this place. They're building a bigger bomb, what a crazy human race. Let them kill us all and we'll stand and watch. Well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a-jumping and a-skipping and a-bumping when it blow me to smithereens. Now the place for me is up in them hills in a cave way back in the rocks. When that thing goes off, get the jar, but none of the real bad shocks. With a trusty gun and a can of beans and an old hound dog or two. If there's anybody left, it's gonna be me when all of this mess is through. They're building an atom bomb, gonna really cook our goose. They're building a bigger bomb, gonna turn the little and loose. I'll never get out of this world alive, but brother, I can blame sure try. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bumping when the first big smoke goes by. Now you think I'm lying, but it ain't no joke, cause I used to live real close. A flash of light made a day of a night, and it scared me out of my clothes. My old hound dog went raving mad, was deaf for a week or two. When we quit running, he was peering near dead, but we figured that's the thing to do. They're building an atom bomb, gonna blow me out of this place. They're building a and we'll stand and watch. Well, brother, that ain't for me. I'll be running and a jumping and a skipping and a bopping when it blow me to smithereens. Yeah! No! Did you ever hear such a noise? Yeah.
Uranium, uranium, I'm gonna dig as the boy.
Ooby, 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 ooby.
Oil's old fashioned and gold don't glitter no more. Hey, oil's old fashioned and the gold don't glitter no more. Well, diamonds are common, maybe I'll take you the score. Hey, back in the borough, I'm gonna take a ride. Hey, back in the borough, I'm gonna take a hike. Well, going to the mountains, make a uranium strike.
What we all must learn to do.
You
and you
and you
and you.
Duck and cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing. That's what this film is all about. Duck and cover.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
The Cold War not only impacted the music industry, it had a hand in shaping comics too. And believe it or not, pulp comics actually gave Hollywood a run for their money at one point. But much like music, these comics emphasized issues, values, and ideas in a much more digestible format. Now this is where we see the comic strip character Buzz Sawyer come about, created by the cartoonist Roy Crane. However, this is where the US government had a heavy hand in creating plot points for the comic strip. And a prime example of this is in the storyline that takes place in Iran, and this is where Sawyer is given a mission to spray insecticide out in the Iranian countryside to help avert a locust plague. And there he develops a strong relationship with an Iranian pilot. And at the climax of the story, a battle ensues with a Russian agent who tries to sabotage Sawyer's equipment, but obviously Sawyer comes out on top, and the Iranian pilot gives his praise by telling Sawyer, "You're the kind of foreigner I like. You don't criticize my country. You pitch in and help." It was used as a means to stress how communism attempts to discredit the development and improvement programs done by the West. And pulp comics and music were not the only creative outlets that the Cold War impacted. Hollywood mirrored American anxieties and as a result created unforgettable films such as The Thing from Another World in 1951, The War of the Worlds in 1953, and Invasion of the Body Snatchers in 1956, last one being my personal favorite. And these are all a product of Cold War ideology, where alien invasion stands for Soviet aggression, and this gave us a clear division of good versus evil. And with all that being said, here's the rest of the playlist that honors our anxieties, our fears, and reinforces values.
in Alamogordo, New Mexico, just a few years ago, while the nation of this world were at war. America's greatest men were working hard then on the things that had never been before. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. Los Alamos, Oak Ridge, and Old Pasco, working in a downpour of rain. In that 0 hour, seeking out some heavenly power, while a star-spangled banner was being played. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be, and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. A flash, a rumble and roar, out across the desert floor, they had found the atomic power from above. Then God with his mighty hand showed the world it could not stand, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power. When the Lord held out his mighty hand so that others in this world might understand that wars could never be, and this world it must be free, when they found the mighty, mighty atomic power.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
I'm gonna preach y'all a sermon about old man Adam, that's me. I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, Adam. I don't mean the Adam that Mother Eve elated. I mean the thing that science liberated. The thing that Einstein says he's scared of. And when Einstein's scared, brother, you'd better be scared. If you're scared of the Adam, here's what you gotta do. You gotta gather all the people in the world with you. Cause if you don't get together and do it, well, first thing you know, I'm gonna blow this world plumb too.
Hiroshima!
Life used to be such a simple joy. My cyclotron was just a super toy, and folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary, and then it happened. The science boys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime, and before they knew it, the thing was done, and they'd hitched up the power of the God-earned sun and put a harness on old Sol, splitting atoms while the diplomats were splitting hairs.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
But the atoms here, in spite of hysteria, it flourishes in Utah as well as Siberia. And whether you're a black, white, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be, that's the question. The answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets there firstest with the mostest atoms. No, the people of the world must decide their fate. They gotta get together or disintegrate. A whole list truth to be self-evident, that all men may be cremated equal.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
Yes, it's up to people, cause the atoms don't care. You can't fence me in, I'm just like air. I don't give a hoot about any politics or who got what into whichever fix. All I want to do is sit around and have my nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Now, the moral is this, just as plain as day, that old man Adam is here to stay. I'm gonna stick around, and that's for true. But, ah, my dearly beloved, are you? So listen, folks, here is my thesis. Peace in the world, or the world in pieces.
Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
You came down to this southern town last summer to show the folks a brand new way of life. But all you've shown the folks around here is trouble, and you've only added misery to their strife. Your concern is not to help the people, and I'll say again, though it's been often said, your concern is just to bring discomfort, my friend, and your policy is just a little red. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right?
It matters not to you how people suffer, and should they, you consider that a gain. You bring a lot of trouble to the town and then you leave. That's part of your communistic game. I detect a little communism. I can see it in the things you do. Communism, socialism, call it what you like. There's very little difference in the two. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
Your followers sometimes have been a bearded, bathless bunch. There's even been a minister or two. A priest, a nun, a rabbi, and an educated man have listened and been taken in by you. All the country's full of two-faced politicians who encourage you with words that go like this. Burn your draft card if you like, it's good to disagree. That's a get acquainted communistic kiss. Now ain't I right?
Ain't you right? Ain't you right?
One politician said it would be nice to send some blood and help the enemy in Vietnam. That's what he says, here's what I say, let's just keep the blood. Instead, let's send that politician mad. Let's rid the country of the politicians who coddle tramps that march out in our streets, protesting those who want to fight for freedom, my friend. This kind of leader makes our country weak. Now, ain't I right?
Ain't you right?
Let's look and find the strong and able leaders. It's time we found just how our neighbors stand. If we're to win this war with communism, let's fight it here as well as Vietnam. Let's rise as one and meet our obligations, so communistic boots will never trod across the fields of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God. Across the fields of freedom that were given to us with the blessing of our great almighty God.
And so these anxieties really haven't changed much over the years. You know, when the threat of North Korea came about, what did we do? We created memes to ease our fears. We created memes that made fun of Kim Jong-un, a nuclear holocaust, and a potential draft. And although it's not as eloquent as films, music, or comics, this is what's accessible to us. And I know I only scratched the surface on the Cold War and the impact it's had in American culture, but I'm hoping that this opens doors and this starts conversations with people. I really enjoy those. I really enjoy when people direct message me and tell me about songs they like or about little historical facts. And I do want to reiterate, I am absolutely floored by the feedback that I've been getting and all the support. So thank you guys so much. You know, it makes me feel absolutely amazing and it makes me want to continue this little project. So till next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny, and thank you for listening in.